MOOSOMIN, Brandon Souris MP Larry Maguire says hitting the pause button on Parliament, and the focus on internal party politics, is causing problems for Canada. At a time when Canadians are facing a cost of living crisis, rising crime, and the threat of U.S. tariffs, to name a few, the governing Liberal Party is focused on internal party politics, said Brandon Souris MP Larry Maguire. Justin Trudeau's resignation has changed nothing. One surety in Maguire's eyes is rising costs. After 9 years of the NDP Liberals, housing costs have doubled and families will pay an average of $800 more for food than they did last year, he said, pointing to the prorogation as a last-ditch effort. It's clear that the only reason Justin Trudeau shut down Parliament is because he knows that he and his party do not have the confidence of the House of Commons. All major opposition parties have promised to bring his government down at the next possible opportunity. However, instead of giving Canadians a real choice in a carbon tax election, Justin Trudeau quit and the Liberal government won't have to defend their record in Parliament until March 24. Maguire says having a country with an empty house is terrible timing when the U.S. is throwing around tariff talk. Many expect American President Donald Trump to enforce a 25% tariff on Canadian goods on February 1. With respect to the tariffs announced by President Trump, Canada is facing a risk of unjustified 25% tariffs by our largest trading partner, a move that would have damaging consequences across our country, Maguire said. The last time Trump imposed tariffs during his first term in office, it began with a 20% tariff on softwood lumber, followed a year later by a 25% tariff on steel. Almost $80 billion in new taxes on Americans was imposed with the tariffs Trump brought in, resulting in one of the largest tax increases in decades. For the average U.S. household, that meant an annual tax increase of $625. Canada struck back with $16.6 billion in retaliatory tariffs then, and Trudeau has been floating the idea of dollar-for-dollar tariffs this time around. Because of Justin Trudeau's prorogation of Parliament, the Liberal government is unable to effectively respond, Maguire said. For example, our American counterparts say they want to stop the illegal flow of drugs and other criminal activity at our border. The Liberals announced a plan to do that, but they need funding that only Parliament can authorize. Canada must also act to prepare retaliatory tariffs, which again requires urgent parliamentary consideration. Yet the Liberals have shut Parliament down in the middle of this crisis. The answer seems simple to Maguire: get everyone back in the House. The Prime Minister has the power to ask the Governor General to cut short prorogation and get Parliament back to work, Maguire said. He needs to do so. However, Maguire says if Parliament were able to reconvene early, an election would likely be imminent. If he fails to do the right thing, I expect that the opposition parties will express non-confidence in this Liberal government when the House returns in March and Canadians will finally have the opportunity to vote for a new government, Maguire said. Conservatives have and will continue to hold the Liberals accountable for the mess they've left Canadians and press for the urgent solutions Canadians deserve on the issues we're facing. We will return to Parliament if the Prime Minister shows some leadership and asks the Governor-General to cut prorogation short.